This is Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with a new push in the state to raise taxes on millionaires and direct the extra revenue to pay for education and transportation. Massachusetts currently has a flat tax of a little more than 5%. Advocates of the so-called Fair Share Amendment say that's unfair on low-income earners, and it's time for a more progressive system of taxation.
A coalition of labor unions, religious organizations, and liberal advocacy groups calling itself Raise Up Massachusetts wants to amend the state's constitution to hike the income tax by an additional 4% on the state's highest earners. Massachusetts voters have rejected similar efforts 5 times in the past, but advocates hope a 6th effort will be the charm.
Ben Wright is the director of Progressive Massachusetts, part of the coalition proposing a new state amendment for a graduated income tax. And welcome, Ben Wright. Good to have you.
Thank you.
So you call this the Fair Share Amendment. Tell us what it would do.
So this is an effort to make sure that everybody is paying their fair share.
All right. So essentially a tax on millionaires, right?
Correct. And it's critical because the best way to help families and build a stronger economy is to invest in common goals like public education, like transportation, so that we can get to work and we can get to businesses.
Right.
So the fair share tax is an effort to raise critical funds to pay for much needed state investment.
Right. You're actually proposing to invest the added revenue into schools and higher education, making higher education more affordable and fixing the transportation system. Doesn't the state constitution, though, ban any amendment that would make this kind of specific appropriation?
There are still some details to be worked out. That's true. However, the Raise Up Massachusetts Coalition and Progressive Massachusetts are confident that the Fair Share Amendment will pass constitutional muster and be put before the legislature and the voters.
All right. Now, Ben, there have been efforts in the past, 5, to amend the Constitution for a graduated income tax. It happened in 1962, 68, 72, 76, and 1994. Each time these efforts were defeated. What makes you think that this will work now?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a couple things that make us think that this year is the year to go back to the voters. So the first is a growing awareness of income inequality. So, you know, take the examples of maybe Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Boston or Elizabeth Warren being such a powerful and popular politician in the state with a core message of fixing income inequality. The second thing that makes us realize the time is now to do this is we really are at a point in Massachusetts where we can no longer try to do more with less. Everybody remembers this winter and the MBTA falling apart and being practically unusable. Families are worried about the cost of higher education. Not every child in Massachusetts is guaranteed quality pre-K education. So there's a growing awareness among the voting public in Massachusetts that the time is now to make investments. The Fair Share Amendment proposes a modest investment from just the top 14,000 income earners in Massachusetts to make sure that we can fund these critical state services.
All right. So if this is signed off on by Attorney General Maura Healey, then voted on by the legislature, when would it actually get to the voters?
The Fair Share Amendment would be before the voters in November of 2018.
Ben Wright is director of Progressive Massachusetts and part of the coalition Raise Up Massachusetts. They're proposing a new amendment for a graduated state income tax. Ben Wright, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as we mentioned, pushing for a graduated income tax isn't a new idea in Massachusetts. And to talk a little bit about the history, we're joined by Michael Widmer. He's former president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. And welcome back, Michael. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Anthony and Jill. Glad to be here.
So I'd like to ask a question, which I sort of asked Ben. There have been 5 efforts in the past to pass a graduated income tax. They've all failed. What explains why voters and legislators have rejected this idea so many times before?
I think it comes down to the question of whether voters trust the legislature. The reality is when you have one tax rate, now it's 5.15% on income, it's much more difficult to raise taxes across the board politically. If you have a system in which you have different rates at different income levels, frankly, politically, it's much more, it's much easier for the legislature to make tinkering and changes in the tax code to raise revenue. And so the campaigns have come down repeatedly to that question, do you trust the legislature? And the voters, not surprisingly, have resoundingly said each time, no, we don't.
On the other hand, isn't a flat tax like the one we have, I mean, arguably a regressive form of taxation? I mean, it seems like that's the part of this argument that Ben Wright, that it seems like could potentially strike a chord with people.
I think, obviously, given the great backdrop here of the debate around income inequality, that could. But factually, what's interesting, Anthony, is that we do, in fact, have a progressive income tax. It's not widely appreciated, but because even though there's a single flat rate, the earned income tax credit, which has just been raised, that has great benefit for lower income taxpayers. The rental deduction, simple standard exemptions for taxpayers, much more beneficial for lower income. So we actually have a progressive income tax today, and that despite the flat rate. So the argument that we have a flat rate, a single rate, yes, but we do not have a regressive income tax. We actually have a progressive income tax. In the end, and they're public about it, this is an attempt to raise more money from taxpayers and to do it by taxing the higher income individuals. And yes, there can be debate about progressive or regressive taxation, but this is really about taxing the wealthy and raising more money.
And do you think, again, to go back to a point that Ben Wright made, given all of the talk and awareness these days of growing economic inequality, the fact that inequality exists at a pretty high level in the state of Massachusetts in particular, that maybe the climate is different this time around?
Well, a number of factors. It could be different. Of course, as Ben pointed out, the voters wouldn't be voting on this till November of 2018. So will we be in a very strong economic period at that time, or will we be in a recession and people much more cautious? Who knows? What are the details of this plan? Obviously, they're trying to work this out because they're sensitive, the proponents, to the argument that's been made in the past that I described, namely the open-ended nature of this. So they're trying to figure out how to contain it. But do you build that in just into statute, in which case it can be amended, or do you build that into the Constitution, which is a very tricky business? So the specifics will be very important in terms of how this plays out, and then what kind of campaign will be run against it. Who knows at this point in time? So there are a lot of variables, too early to handicap it at this point.
Sure. Well, let me ask you about one of the specifics that, again, Ben Wright made mention to, and I know this has been written about, and that is this idea of raising the taxes on millionaires and using that money, targeting it specifically to education and transportation and early childhood education and higher ed and so forth. How complicated is that? Because my understanding is the Constitution makes that difficult.
I think it's very complicated on two levels. First, can you do it constitutionally, and can they in some way craft a ballot question that passes constitutional muster and therefore directs the money to education and transportation? And those are, of course, two important needs, but politically they understand that they will get more support if the money can be directed there. So that's hurdle number one. The larger hurdle is that even if it were to be approved by Attorney General Healey, in the end, all money that goes into the state budget is really fungible. So let's say you had an extra $1 billion, if that's the amount that's raised for transportation and education, you could direct it per the approved ballot question to those areas, but then you could easily, as a legislature, back out other money. So you wouldn't actually be adding $1 billion to transportation and education. All money in the state budget, or most of it, is fungible. So they can make this argument, if it passes scrutiny, that it'll go to education and transportation. But frankly, there's no certainty whatsoever that it will go there, even if the voters passed it. And that would be part of the debate, of course, if this gets on the ballot.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that debate if and when it comes our way. Michael Widmer is the former president of the Massachusetts Taxpayer Foundation. Michael, many thanks.
Sure. My pleasure.
And listeners, let us know what you think. Do you favor a graduated income tax in Massachusetts? You can leave a comment at RadioBoston.org or on Facebook at Radio Boston.